I'm the head of media and technology for Guardian News and Media, which in our shiny new building, in our shiny new integrated world, means that the team that I run produces the Media Guardian section of The Guardian, the Media Guardian website, the technology section of The Guardian, the technology website, the media coverage of The Observer, and any other media and technology coverage that goes on across the board. Thanks for coming tonight and supporting the awards, and for your ongoing support of the awards. We hope that these awards reflect the values that we encourage at Media Guardian: new talent, creativity, innovations, cutting-edge developments. I think that Media Guardian itself, you know, back when it was launched nearly 10 years ago, was, you know, was cutting edge and brought a new way of sort of bringing news from major media organisations to the web, and we continue to innovate. It was Media Guardian that introduced live blogging of TV shows. So if any of you are sort of Big Brother fans or Strictly Come Dancing, that's where it came from, and you know, and fantastic traffic we did thanks to it. We're currently doing a new innovation where we're taking web content and turning it into a book, so turning the entire thing on its head. So so we have a blog about The Wire, which I curate, which we're about to turn into a book. My own innovation was to start wearing Hawaiian shirts with suits, which I thought was innovative until my wife told me that I was stuck in a fashion rut this summer, so I need to move on from that. As judges and past winners and others who are involved in the awards, we hope you're going to think a lot about the awards, encourage others to enter, your peers, and help benchmark, you know, what we think of as innovation and change. I would like to say a word thanks to our sponsors, who are Blitz and Brad Insight, Contagious and UTalk Marketing. And before we talk to Anthony Rose, who was a winner last year and who has bagged it the pink chair so that I've got to sit in the horrible yellow one, we've got a short film which has its own innovation of a very cheesy voiceover.
Over 250 media personalities, invited guests and finalists from all over the UK gathered at London's Sketch to battle it out for an award. The Media Guardian Innovation Awards reward creative thinking across the media landscape, representing the best of British media work from advertising campaigns to digital innovations. There were 14 awards up for grabs at this glittering occasion, supported by sponsors LG and Blitz Communications. The judging panel represented a who's who of the media in the UK. They scrutinised the most diverse array of entries ever to choose 2009's winners.
Was the judging process difficult? Of course it was. You drill down probably to one or two of the best ideas. Then we work hard, and I think what came out of it was a worthy winner.
I think across the board, the level of innovation was very impressive. Just new ideas and new ways of working out sometimes very old problems.
I've judged many awards. This has to be the toughest of the lot. The quality of the entries was quite amazing indeed. And the amount of work that went into the preparation was astonishing.
It's got to be about excellence. And I think that's what's come out of it ultimately. A pile of really worthy winners.
Clearly, the traditional media is taking a bit of a hammering. So coming up with innovative ideas is what's going to shape the future for marketing. So Guardian Media Awards taking this lead, it's great.
The host for the 2009 Media Guardian Innovation Awards was Lauren Laverne, who explained why the UK media community should be celebrating its success.